Aircheckdownloads.com.
Number one from 1981, Bucks Fizz, the land of make-believe. And the first one up for the 20th anniversary breakfast show, number 89 in the top-selling singles of all time. And here comes the number 89 top-selling album of all time. If you don't know who Perry Como is, ask your granny.
Yeah.
If you don't like nostalgia, don't stay with us today, because it's going to be one of those days with some great memories. Perry Como, the man who did more for the sales of hair oil than anybody else back in the, well, it was supposed to be the late 50s, but that actually came from his 40 Greatest Hits album, which came out a lot later on. Got to number 89 in the all-time 100 of top-selling albums. And that's the way it is today. You can hear the climax to all this with Bruno Brooks this evening. He actually plies his way through the top 16, ending up with a very specially extended show just before 8 o'clock tonight. You'll get the number ones. We're up to number 88 on the singles at 7 minutes past seven. 1979 and Blondie. Blondie, 1979, they got to number one with that, and that's Sunday Girl. And we've got a track from Abbey Road coming up in just a second on The Breakfast Show. First of all, let me get stuck into this morning's newspaper headlines. It is the 30th of September, Wednesday the 30th of September. And most of this morning we're looking back to the last 20 years of Radio 1. Let's look at the exact headlines for this morning in 1987. Australia lifts the publishing ban on Spycatcher. We already knew that. That's the headline on The Guardian this morning. Labour Party conference in Brighton. Kinnock demands party unity. The Independent headline, and the Times says Kinnock tells Labour to face realities. Coverage of the inquest into the Hungerford shootings is on many of the front pages this morning. And the Queen warns Fiji of treason, says the Daily Telegraph. A message broadcast to the islands by the BBC. The Queen warned Fijians yesterday that they would be committing treason if they tried to implement Colonel Rabuka's declaration of a republic by removing the Governor-General from office. Sun rose this morning just ahead of 7 o'clock at 2 minutes to. It sets tonight at 19 minutes to 7. And the weather forecast for today, bit of rain around, mainly on the west-facing coasts. Wherever the wind is coming in from, there's going to be rain today. And a little bit along the southern coast as well, because there's some southeasterly winds around today. Very peculiar wind pattern we have for you. Maximum temperatures round about 16 Celsius, maybe as low as 12 Celsius in northern parts. Mainly sunny start, although some cloud around this morning, and the cloud building up during the day. The outlook for the next couple of days, they do say there's some warm weather coming in. There's going to be a warm plunge. Right, The Breakfast Show this morning, 12 minutes past 7, special guests all the way through. If you've been with Radio 1 since the start in 1967, you'll know there have been a total of 5 different Breakfast Show hosts, starting with Tony Blackburn, moving on to Noel Edmonds, DLT, Mike Reed, and myself. And the 5 are together this morning. After 7.30 this morning, we'll be having a chat with Tony Blackburn. That and the music from the past 20 years as well. That's Eddie Grant. Number 1 in 82 with I Don't Wanna Dance, and the number 86 best-selling single of all time. As far as the albums goes, just coming up to 7.25, this is a classic album at number 86. It's an album that I remember buying. Did I buy it or did I nick it? I think I nicked it off my sister. And then it eventually got stolen at a party. It was Motown Chartbusters Volume 3. It had a silver foil cover to it, and the sleeve notes were written by Alan Freeman. And Tony Blackburn used to play it endlessly. So we'll do just that now. Here's Edwin Starr from Motown Chartbusters Volume 3 with Stop Her On Sight. 20 years of Radio 1, 7.25. If you have to go out somewhere today, just make sure you take a radio with you for once. Because today is unending hits. It's oldies all the way on Radio 1 today. 7.27 as we head towards the 7.30 news. Let's have the number 85 best-selling single of all time. From 1973, number 1, Sweet. Flared trousers that covered your high-heeled boots. And that was just the DJs in those days. 1973 got to number 1, that's Sweet. And he's here. Tony Blackburn and his dog coming up soon. This is Radio 1. It is Wednesday, the 30th of September, 1987 at 7.30.
Radio 1 News.
Here's Stephen Ett.
prison officer has spent a second night as a hostage. That's it for now. You can catch up with the latest news headlines on Radio 1 at 8 o'clock. The next news summary is at 8:30.
It's the Mike Smith Breakfast Show.
7:33, the travel news for this morning. If you're on the A503 in northeast London, tough. If you're going east, there's been an accident there, and the eastbound carriageway of the A503 Forest Road is closed at the Schoenhall Street junction in Walthamstow. Traffic being diverted around there, and apparently all through this morning's peak period, that's going to cause problems. Other than that, everything else seems to be running fairly smoothly, although there's probably someone somewhere banging their fist on the top of a dashboard at the moment. What about the one on the M6? But at the moment, we haven't heard of that, and British Rail is running smoothly as well. Number one in 1986, The Communards and Don't Leave Me This Way, and number 84 on the all-time best-selling top 100 of singles. 19 minutes to 8. No Get Your Own Back this morning. We are suspending everything this morning. And we'll be suspending Mike Reed when he gets here, because he hasn't arrived yet. Anybody seen Mike Reed? We have a feeling he may have slept in. Oh, he's just run from Shepherd Bush. No, it's radio this morning, Mike.
Aircheckdownloads.com.